And now I think let's move on to next two topics. One is question S1, alignment with 2018 conceptual framework. And the other is question S9, alignment with IFRS 13 fair value measurement. I think we are going to discuss first topic and then next topic, alignment with IFRS 13 fair value measurement. So now I hand over to Wing Yi.
Thank you, Jin Chao, and hello, everyone. The aim of this session is to discuss alignment with 2018 conceptual framework question S1 of the request for information. Question S1 segues on aligning Section 2 concepts and pervasive principles with the 2018 conceptual framework, mapping appropriate amendment to other sections of the IFRS for SME standard and retaining the undue cost or effort concepts. Most stakeholders we obtain feedback from agree that Section 2 should be aligned with the 2018 conceptual framework, and this stakeholder also support making appropriate amendments to other sections of the IFRS for SME standard. The common reason provided in support of alignment is that the IFRS for SME standard should use the same framework as that of full IFRS standard to avoid creating gaps between the concepts and principles. On undue cost or effort, most respondents were common letter and online surveys support retaining the concept because it provides a useful mechanism to balance the cost and benefit for SMEs. However, stakeholders who engaged during the consultation mentioned that the concept is unclear and requires judgment. In the light of the feedback on the request for information, the staff recommend that the SMIC propose to the board aligning Section 2 with the 2018 conceptual framework and retaining the undue cost or effort concept. I now hand over to the SMIC member for discussion on the alignment of the 2018 conceptual framework and retaining the undue cost or effort concept. After that, we will look at the alignment with IFRS 13 fair value measurement, and thank you.
Thanks, Wing Yi. Billing.
Thank you, Jian Qiao.
From you again, yeah.
Yeah, because my first point, I missed the train during the first comprehensive review, so I better make sure I voice out during this second comprehensive review. Okay, I have two points to make here. First is on the placement of the concepts and pervasive principle. Technically, Section 2 on concepts and pervasive principle plays a different role as it carries the authority of a standards since it's part and parcel of the IFRS for SME standard, whereas the conceptual framework is not itself a standard. And it's very clear it's a separate document and that assists ISB in developing future standard. But the important point is it's not a standard itself. So we actually have a situation somewhat similar content, assuming Section 2 is aligned, but different standing. And I'm afraid that this may create unnecessary confusion. So in other words, when you look at Section 2, which is similar to conceptual framework, assuming we all agree aligned, which has the authority of a standard because it's an integral part of the standard. But then if you go and look at the conceptual framework, which is similar to Section 2, has no authority of a standard, just because you look from the different lens, one is the IFRS, one is the IFRS for SME standard. So what's the solution then? I think it would be great that ISB could consider moving Section 2 to a separate document emulating the conceptual framework position, and the current Section 2 could then be replaced with a one-stop guidance on fair value measurement. Second, whether to align Section 2 with conceptual framework. I think we need to consider the current state of IFRS standard prior to consider aligning Section 2 with the conceptual framework. Why so? The 2018 conceptual framework was issued by ISB in March 2018 and was not even the framework applied when developing the newest batch of IFRS standards such as IFRS 15 or even IFRS 16. In addition, I think I read somewhere, it has been acknowledged that there is an inconsistency between the 2018 conceptual framework and IS 37 as interpreted by the by IFRIC 21. So consequently, aligning Section 2 to the conceptual framework while aligning other sections of the SME standard to existing IFRS standard, which were developed applying an earlier version of the framework, may result in unintended consequence, including perhaps inconsistency across certain sections of the IFRS for SME standard. So then what's the solution? The ISB may wish to consider either deferring the alignment to the next round, to the third comprehensive review, since now all existing IFRS will issue under so-called the old version of the conceptual framework. I mean, even if you look at the newest IFRS 17 was issued in June 2017, a year before the conceptual framework in 2018. Or alternatively, to review requirements in all the sections to identify which are the ones that may not be consistent with the 2018 framework and state as an exception to the principle in Section 2, should ISB decide to pursue the full alignment between the conceptual framework and Section 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Bilim. I think you raised a very good point about the status of the Section 2 and the 2018 conceptual framework. But I think different ways, it really depends how you would like to address those issues. You mentioned either delay or remove the Section 2 and replace as, you know, Section 2 with simply just the fair value measurement guidance, this kind of, that is, which I worry about is about the objective of second comprehensive review of IFRS for SME standards, because it's just a reviewed standard, but we will not fundamentally change the existing standard. If we are going to remove it, Section 2, it will be a significant change to the standard. So this is my concern, a little bit concerned about that. Another thing is that keep it is, but look at whether there are any, keep it or align with the 2018 conceptual framework, and then to look at whether there are any inconsistency between this new alignment and then the rest of the sections, and whether we can find a way to work out to address those inconsistencies. That is another approach. Yeah, just but we acknowledge your concern. Thank you very much. So next,
reason why I asked about these different status, because for example, in my country, in Malaysia, compliance with accounting standard is a legal requirement. It's under law. So you have a set of standards which carry the legal status, and part of that document section there, if you look at using the lens of IFRS book, you know, another document, that this is not, doesn't carry the legal status. So it is a bit confusing depending on you're reading that document within the IFRS booklet or within the IFRS for SME booklet. So maybe okay, this issue will be less relevant for those countries that compliance with accounting standard is not a legal requirement, perhaps.
Okay, thank you. Next, Andrea.
Yes, I think that the 2018 conceptual framework provides a useful guide and should be considered in the whole alignment process so that we have a consistency in terms of definitions, for example. However, it should also serve as some impetus to have a look at the existing SME standards to ensure that, you know, they meet the requirements. I also support the board's recommendation.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Daniel.
Hi, Barry. Although the conceptual framework is not a standard, it's a basic document to understand the meaning of IFRS. Having different concepts between Section 2 and the framework creates confusion, even though some concepts overlap. Therefore, I support the staff proposal to align the 2018 framework with Section 2, especially with regard to the characteristics of finance information, the concept of reported entity, and the unit of account. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good comments. Thank you. Jenny.
Thanks. On the aligning with the conceptual framework, I would support alignment, but obviously there are some then practical issues to work through after that. But I wanted to mainly actually talk about the undue cost or effort. I noticed that a majority of respondents agreed with retaining undue cost or effort. But I just wondered whether there was any evidence around sort of where it was most often being used or whether it was being applied in a consistent way. I think the sort of guidance on it actually potentially places quite a high hurdle on the companies to decide whether they meet that that requirement for that exemption. And I wonder whether instead of that judgment being with the company, with the preparer, whether the standard could provide a simplified option in some specific cases. But it would be interesting to see what, if there's evidence around its usage and how frequent it is, what scenarios it is, and whether some of the exemptions are used more than others, and therefore, do they need to be retained? Thanks.
Thanks, Jenny. Saifullah.
Thank you. I believe Section 2 should be aligned with 2018 conceptual framework, as the consistency in core underlying principle is crucial for achieving alignment principle between full IFRS and IFRS for SME standard. At the same time, if we consider alignment of Section 2 with 2018 conceptual framework, appropriate amendment to other section of the IFRS for SMEs should be made. And undue cost or effort exemption should be retained to allow necessary flexibility to the SMEs. Thank you.
Thanks, Saifullah. Una.
Thank you. I also support the alignment with the conceptual framework. I think the fact that the conceptual framework is in the IFRS for SME standard is probably more necessary than in IFRS standards, because the simplicity of the standards in the IFRS for SME means that it is more often that those entities come across transactions which are not specifically addressed in the standard, and then they need guidance to go to. So I would support the alignment of that and retention as part of the IFRS for SME standard. I suppose I'd also recommend that when we look at amendments to other parts of the standard, we should give more prominence to keeping them aligned with, if you like, the mother IFRS standard than the 2008 conceptual framework, so that if there is a conflict, that we would actually stay with the full IFRS current standard rather than necessarily aligning to the Section 2 as restated. And with regard to the undue cost or effort, I think we need to know more about how often it's used. To me, It seems to bring a lot of challenge if it's a general concept, whereas having it addressed maybe in specific standards where we offer simplistic alternatives, if the main principle is too complex, that might be, so to embed it throughout the document rather than in section two may be more helpful to people, and identify the areas where we believe it may be appropriate to use it more clearly. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Una. Are you the last?
Yes, thank you very much. First and foremost, I would also like to align with the principle that the section two should be aligned with the 2018 conceptual framework. This is because the framework, I think it's more like the foundation and maybe the basis on which the standards are being issued. So if I have supported the alignment of IFRS for SME, the full IFRS, I think I should also go along with that. Support the alignment of section two with the potential framework. Another reason why I support that alignment is for consistency. The IFRS, the framework for IFRS revenue is consistent with the full IFRS document. And lastly, in terms of the undue cost effort, I will also say that I will support the thought that it should be retained. And the reason is being given that it is provide the relief for the SMEs, and it gives simplicity as well as balancing the cost and benefit. So for those reasons, I think the cost and benefit also should be retained. Thank you.
Thanks, Ayodhya. Chi, please.
Thank you. I agree with the staff's preliminary thoughts, and I have only one suggestion. Maybe we could evaluate. We could evaluate the amendments needed to other sections as soon as possible. Because we must keep the inner consistency of the IFRS for set SMEs. So the time is urgent, maybe. Yeah.
Thanks, Chi. Yeah, I think you also addressed the, actually, Billing also mentioned actually the inconsistency. You have some concerns about it between the section two and and other sections, but generally agree with alignment. Thank you. Paul, please.
Thank you, Jing Chao. I agree with pretty much everything that I've heard. I do agree with the staff, I think, on both counts in terms of alignment on the conceptual framework and also with the retention of the cost or effort concept. But like some of those who have already gone before me, I do have some concerns around the application of that concept. I suspect, but I don't have evidence, that the application will differ possibly from country to country, almost like on a cultural basis. I'm speaking from Europe, obviously talking my own views here, but I work for a European federation, and even within Europe, I could imagine there would be quite a lot of differences in terms of how this is interpreted and applied. So that may demand a little bit of application guidance, perhaps. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Very good comment. Michelle Fisher.
Hello, I support the staff preliminary thoughts, and I see some benefit in updating section two if doing so doesn't add complexity to requirements in other sections. with I think the typical SMEs that the standards primarily intended for may not need to refer to Section 2 that much, since their transactions would normally be covered by the specific requirements in other sections. So it may be useful to update Section 2 to ensure if entities applying the standard do encounter complex transactions, they can more easily fall back to full IFRS applying Section 10 if the transactions are not covered in the standard. And I think this could also remove some of the pressure for the standard to cover more complex transactions and instead focus on catering for those SMEs it was intended for. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Rakesh.
Thank you. I agree with the staff that we should be aligning Section 2 with the new conceptual framework. However, I am worried about any differences between that Section 2 and any other section of the IFRS for SMEs. It is meant to be a standalone document, and therefore I believe that we will have to ensure that there is consistency throughout the document. Thank you.
Thanks, Lakash. Lenhard.
Yeah, thank you. I think the conceptual framework is useful guidance. I would think that we need to be careful in dealing with inconsistency. So if we use it as guidance in case there's interpretation needed, then I think it's useful. If we believe we need to align everything to the conceptual framework, I think that would be quite a humongous challenge to get that done. So I would suggest to keep it as guidance rather than as a requirement. On the second point of the undue cost and effort, I would actually prefer if we would find the pain points within the standards and address it there rather as an overall general bailout provision. So if we could identify the real pain points where in practice entities might think they need to refer to the undue cost and effort. And one that comes to mind just from recent experience is accounting for all tiny, small share investments in unlisted entities at fair value, where some may say that determining that fair value is undue cost and effort. If we identify such type of issues, I would prefer that we deal with them within the standard rather than as an overall blanket permission to deviate. Thank you.
Thanks, Reinhard. Edison.
So, hi. So, I'm just going to be very briefly. As the other said, so I really support the staff recommendation, or preliminary recommendation, so with the alignment. The only point I just want to highlight is regarding the undue cost and effort. So I understand that it should be retained in the framework, but as I read in the comment letters, so I saw some concerns about how to apply the undue cost and effort concept. So maybe just a recommendation is, so in order to clarify it, make it clear to everybody to apply, so maybe giving some examples inside the standards when it refers to undue cost and effort. That's just my briefly recommendation for this.
Thanks, Edison. Marta.
Hi. I totally agree with the aligning of the framework, but I have a suggestion or different view. I don't know. Although users of SME account information are different from those of large companies, principles are principles. In my opinion, as the framework is not a standard, it should be the conceptual basis for IFRS for SME, as well as it is already for the IFRS full. This means that it would not be a question of alignment, but of an effective application of the framework as a conceptual basis for IFRS for SME. Along this line, Section 2 should refer directly to the framework and bring only the concept of cost or excessive effort in the case of SME. It's my opinion. Thank you.
Thanks, Mata. Any other comments? That seems not the case. I think we had a very good discussion in relation to the conceptual framework. So considering the timing, I think we have another topic, fair value alignment with IFRS 13 fair value measurement. So can